can consider who both are, or only one of them. If it's only one of them, then you have to tell me which one. And if you think both are, then you have to explain to me why we need both. I'm talking about to answer the Gemara's question in Kedusha. According to Rashi, yeah, what is...
He uses the first hakish that teaches us makilim shnayim, kesef shnayim, because he wants to teach us that too, so therefore,
So according to Rashi, in this hakish, now the Gemara tells us the full hakish, but in that full hakish, the part of the hakish that's important for us in order to get an answer to the question is the fact that it says makilim shnayim, of kesef shnayim. So therefore, kesef is really kesef tzuri, and the only reason why it's two and not one is because of the hekesh to kelim. And that's the answer. That answers our problem. Now, the fact that there's another part to the hekesh, ma kesef dover chashev av kelim dover chashev, is really not directly relevant. It's not relevant to the Gemara and Kedusha. At least I don't see how it's relevant. I mean, it's there. You know. And the Gemara cites it. Okay, but now, according to Rabbi Seinu, I'm going to ask you the same question when we go over the view of Rabbi Seinu. Now, if you look at the opening position of Rabbi Seinu as quoted by Rashi, the first thing he says is Rabbi Seinu Meforshim Shahadiner Hu Matbeah. Hapachusa Shabitsuri. And which means that in the city of Tzor, the smallest coin that they had, I guess it was a very high level of the standard of living was high. And also things were not cheap. So they had no need for small coins. And the smallest coin that they had was a dinar, which means that in the city of Tzor, they didn't have a ma'a. There was no ma'a, there was no pruta, or there weren't any coins below a ma'a. And the only coin, the lowest coin that they had was a dinar, which is really, this is what Rabbi Seinu thought. Now, Rashi clearly said earlier, Rashi clearly disagrees with that because Rashi in the previous Rashi, at the end of the previous Rashi, the last sentences, Nehi Dama'a hi matbeya ha-bechusa shebetzuri, da-da-da. So you say, Dama'a is the smallest coin in Tzor. So we have just a very factual debate here between Rashi and Rabbi Seinu as to what was, it's not a debate about analysis, this is just about facts, you know. What was the smallest coin in Tzor? Okay, if we had somebody who lived from Tzor, he could tell it, but we don't. So we have a debate between Rashi and Rabbi Seinu. Okay, now,
Do we know who the Rabbi Seinu were?
I have a quote on the side. We talked about this.
Yeah,
in our Gemara, it says Rashal.
Well, no, that wouldn't be. That Rashal is an Achron.
That's what I thought also, but then there must be.
You should know the Rashal. We discussed the Rashal.
We said it wasn't.
We thought
that
it was a different
Rashal. We thought maybe it was a different Rashal, but I was wondering.
He maybe has a comment on that.
Zichron Bracha Kol Rashal.
What?
Osarich Lomar Kol Rashal. It says it on the side of your. It also in this one. Do you see that?
That's down here.
Yeah, but that's at the end of it, when he's addressing all the consciousness.
No, that's a totally... Oh, okay, when we get to it.
So either, setting that aside, do we have any clue who the Rabotinu are?
Well, I know who the Rabbeim of Rashi were.
We think that he's referring to his own Rabbeim?
Because Rabbi Seinu, I would think so. Or if not, then I don't know.
Interesting.
Now, the truth is, this Tosfos... and we're going to have a similar Tosfos in Shavuos. That's why I didn't assign to you.
You didn't have a Tosfos?
Yeah, he didn't assign it.
I said I didn't assign it to you.
Okay. First he said in Tosfos, and I said we didn't read a Tosfos, and then he said I didn't assign it.
Okay.
But there was like a
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, we'll see this other Girsa. The War Rishonim who had it. I don't, so we'll see about that. But that's not our issue right now. So So, yes, so Hannah, you were explaining. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So according to Rabbi Senu, how do they understand the Gemara's Kasha from Tanas Shtei Kesef?
Oh, it's so easy.
Yes, it's very easy.
Shtei Kesef, you can use a Ma'a. And how could that be? Because it's not Kesef Tzuri.
Exactly. According to Rabbi Senu, the Kasha of the Gemara is really simple. What do you mean it's simple? Rabbi Seinu agreed that the Shtei Kesef are what? Two Mo's. Okay, then that rules out Kesef Tzuri. Because there was no Mo in Tzuri. So this disproves what Ravasi claimed that called Kesef Amar Batara is Kesef Tzuri. It's disproven. You guys, did you guys get Zahava?
We didn't get what you just said, but like now they would just said it.
You get it now?
No.
I know.
Oh.
I don't. Can you read?
Okay. You know this Akasha and Ravasi?
Yes.
Okay. The Akasha is from Tana, Shtei Kesef. Mm-hmm. What is the Akasha? Well, that's what we're doing right now. According to Rabbi Seinu, what is the Akasha? You want to say it again, Hannah?
Yeah. In Kesef Tzuri, the smallest currency is a dinar. They don't even have a ma'a. But in the Shvuot Hadayanim Mishnah, we know that you can use a ma'a for Shvuot Hadayanim.
You could. That two Kesef is two ma'as.
And since we know Shvuot Hadayanim is a din d'oraita, so therefore we should be using Kesef Tzuri here. It's
according to
music, but we're not.
According to Rav Ashi, we should be using
it. But apparently we're not, because there was no ma'a in Tzuri. So then the Kesef. Yeah. That's in the Gemara. Before you get to the Gemara, is asking Akasha on Ravasi. Yeah, the Akasha begins with Klalahu. Is his Klal correct? Look at this. So according to Rabbi Senu, the problem is that since there's no Ma in Sor, and the Shtei Kesef, which is derived from the Pasuk Yitinu Shirvayehu, Kesef Okelo Mishmor, is Shtei Kesef, which is Shtei Ma'os. See, Rabbi Seinu agree that it's two Ma'os. They don't say it's two Dinarim. They agree it's two Ma'os. So that's the problem. Problem is, and it's not Kesef Tzuri, because there was no Ma' in Tzuri. So we're not following the Tzuri standard. It's a very simple noun. Now, according to Rabbi Seinu, then, what did the Gemara answer? Now, if you remember, it has to fit into what the actual words of now, the actual words of the Gemara. The Gemara there said, "Hasam," fourth line, "Dumya de Kalim, Ma Kalim Shnayim Af Kesef Shnayim." And now here they had a different girsa. Uma, instead of Ma Kesef Dover Chashuv, they had Uma Kalim Dover Chashuv Af Kesef Dover Chashuv. Okay, so a couple of things now. Number one, this difference in girsa, does it make a difference for Rabbi Seinu? How significant is it? And number two, you know, what goes together with that is, and then of course to me, and if it is, and then explain to me the Gemara's answer according to Rabbi Seinu.
So
someone, people, you, I know the three of you got it. Zahava and Sarah, did you at all understand what?
Now that we just said.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so who wants to repeat it then? Okay, Rachel.
That because we, as the Rabbi Tainu, they read Ma Kalim Chashev Af Kesef Chashev.
That's the critical part of the answer. Unlike Rashi, who thought that the critical part of the answer was Ma Kalim Shnayim Af Kesef Shnayim, that's not the critical part of the answer, according to Rabbi Seinu. The critical part is the second half of the Hekesh. But the Girsa was Ma Kalim Dover Chashuv Af Kesef Dover Chashuv. Go ahead, Rachel.
And then, now that we know that Kesef is a dover, or we can categorize Kesef as a dover chashev. We know that ma'a is also.
Well, tell me what it means. Ma kalim dover chashev. Tell me what it means.
That it has intrinsic importance. Significance is a better word.
Kalim have intrinsic significance, right? Importance.
So
ma kalim dover chashev af Kesef. So too Kesef requires that it should be a Dover Choshev. Okay, go ahead.
So and we know that a Ma'ah has, or is Choshev in and of itself. So
well,
it's
we, not we know, we maintain, we claim.
You can like barter with it. Right, you can pay for your cup of coffee with a ma'ah.
And
so
in other words, that ma'ah, this is the, according to Rebbe Seinel, Chazal just assumed that a ma'ah is a choshev amount of money. It's not like a pruta, which is very, very little. A ma'ah is a choshev amount of money. So really, then, so just as we see that makelim dover chashuv, you have to go, makelim dover chashuv, that just as kelim is a dover chashuv, so we have to explain, we have to talk about that a little bit more. So too, all kesef requires is some chashivus, just like all kelim requires some chashivus. So therefore, because of this drusha, this hekesh, from kelim to kesef, therefore what?
We can use a ma'ah.
So ordinarily, what should have been the amount of the shtei kesef, what should it have been, had we not had this hekesh?
2 dinarim.
But the reason why we're knocking it down to 2 mos, that's what we're really doing. We're knocking it down to 2 mos is because of the hekesh to kelim. So what the hekesh has accomplished is it has lowered the value of what ordinarily it would have been had we not had the drasha. Because ordinarily, if we didn't have the hekesh, it should have been 2 dinarim. Because a dinar is the lowest currency in Sur. But the reason why we knock it down even lower, down to 2 mos, is because of the fact that all we need is something chashuv. So the davar chashuv is bringing down the coin from a dinar to a ma'ah, even though there was no ma'ah in Sur. But we're still going to operate with the ma'ah, which did exist as a currency in all the other places. If you read the Rambam, we'll bring that in later. Okay? Now, let's just talk about this a little bit more. Makelim, and actually you realize it, Rashi gets very upset with Rebbe Seinel. He didn't like it, and he had quite a few objections. Now, one of them, which I'll go through all of them with you, but I just want to focus on one of them for now. One of them was the fact that how can you say that that Kalim, Makelim Dover Choshev. How can you say that? What do I mean? Who knows?
Because we have this Gemara now.
Yeah, what Gemara? This
about the you can make a Tana with 2 needles.
And he's molded to
only one.
Now these needles might together they might not even be worth a pruta. So how can any, and the this is a Gemara in Shavuos, actually it's in our parak, it's coming up. The Gemara says, I think Shmuel, I don't remember who said it, that if I come to you and I say you owe me 2 sewing needles,
yeah,
and then you say back to me, no, I only owe you one.
You're chayev.
Gemara there says you're chayev a shvu of moda b'mitzas. And what are the values that you're claiming and being kofar? Could be less than a pruta.
So how did that help Rashi? Doesn't that show that
we're talking about
Rabbi? No, but how does Rashi use that as an object?
That shows that kelim are not choshev.
You can't learn the hekesh that way around.
But if it works, why does that show that kelim? Like, if it works to make someone chayev giving a shrua, then how does that show that kelim aren't choshev? If anything, it shows that they are.
No, it means that despite the fact that they're not choshev, you're still chayev a shrua of moda b'mitzas.
I hear what you're saying, I just don't think that's...
Well, how can you say it's chashuv if it's not worth a penny?
Because you can say it's chashuv in that it warrants a shua. That's where
we're being circular.
Is, no?
It has to be chashuv. If it's chashuv, then that the fact that it's chashuv warrants a shvua.
No, because...
If it's not chashuv, then why does it warrant a shvua? You're telling me it warrants a shvua. Tell me why it warrants a shvua.
Because Because within Shvuo, there are like standards of monetary values.
Well, we know and you need Shtei Kesef.
Yeah, so if these objects, if these kelim don't meet the monetary standards, but we see from the Gemara that you're still five of Shvuo, then it must mean that their intrinsic value is greater than
what?
Than their monetary value, meaning that they have
but why?
Does anyone understand what I'm saying? Or
but you're not saying it well.
We
you're not saying
this
it well.
And there is that because it is inherently a functionable item, like that you can use it, it has a purpose in and of itself, that's what gives it chashivas,
right.
Even though it doesn't
have you saw,
significant
hear what she just said?
Monetary value.
I hear, but Rashi's not making sense then.
Right.
No.
Well, Rashi says it's an exception. But Rav Khan,
but
so the point is there would be two ways.
No, you're okay.
Would be two ways to give something chashivas. Either it has monetary value above a threshold, which we consider significant, or because it's inherently usable in and of itself, it has chashivas.
So let's digress for a second. When we're talking about objects that are chashuv, objects can be chashuv for a variety of reasons. One of them could be based on its market value. Isn't that true? So let's say if you have a diamond ring, it has value. One aspect of its value is the fact that it can cost a few $1,000 or more. So it has value based on its market value. Okay. You can also talk about value based on its sentimental value. So, for example, you might have an item that you inherited from your great-great-grandparent, and maybe on the market it might be worth zero, but to you it's worth a small fortune, and you wouldn't sell it for any amount of money. So for you, based on its sentimental value, it could have value. Then you can have something that maybe has no market value, might not even have sentimental value, but it could have value because of its utility, because the fact that it's functional. So for example, a sewing needle, if you went to the market to buy a sewing needle, you probably can get 10 sewing needles for a pruta. So in terms of market value is next to nothing. Now, does it have any sentimental value? It's hard to imagine anybody would be drawn to a sewing needle. But clearly it has utility value, because with a sewing needle, you can create a beautiful garment. With that little sewing needle, that's worth nothing on the market. So the fact that it's so functional and you can create beautiful things with it. So the question is, when you talk about value, which system or which, how are you deciding whether something has value or not? Now, somebody might say, well, look, to me, value is only market value. And I can understand somebody who thinks that way. Market value. If something has no value on the market, then it has no value. That's all. Now, the fact that you have sentimental, okay, that's for you. And the fact that you might be able to use it, okay. But I could still say, since it has no market value, its worth is negligible. You understand? Now, they're all reasonable things to say. Now, what would Rashi say and what would Rabbi Seinu say about a sewing needle? I think Rashi is guided by market value. And therefore, according to Rashi, the market value of a needle is next to nothing. Therefore, to say that kelim are a davar chashuv is a misnomer. That's a contradiction. How could a kli, which could be as little as what?
A machad.
A machad be called a davar chashuv.
So, one second. Just saying it's an exception.
What?
Doesn't he resolve that potential contradiction by saying that the machad case is an exception?
Good. So therefore, because of the fact that it's a kli, so therefore, even though it's not a davar chashuv, kelim, your chayav shvuah of moda b'mitzvahs on kelim, despite the fact that it's not chashuv. And why is it an exception to the rule? Because the Torah said it. Ki tinisha reyehu kesef o kelim.
any kli.
Any kli. A sewing needle is a kli. So, but otherwise, but it's not a choshuv. So the idea of calling kelim choshuv, that Rashi doesn't like. Now, Rabbi Seinu, that's where the Maharsh, the Rashal that Rachel was saying to.
But brief question.
I'll get to that in 1 second. Change the word from kelim to what? Look at that little note.
I don't have a note in mine.
Everybody has it.
Oh, we do?
Everybody has
it. Oh.
What?
Kol.
Kol instead of what?
Kli.
Instead of kelim. Take out the word kelim and put instead the word kol.
Brilliant.
Kol, davar
chashav? Yeah. Av kol, davar chashav.
Oh, any significant item.
To the exclusion of what?
Where do I have mine? I don't have mine.
Kalim.
I'm looking for mine.
It's perpendicular to the Rashi in the tiny margin between Rashi and the Gemara.
I don't have it there. I have it at the very bottom of my page.
Okay.
But yeah, I found it. But so my question is, Rashi's still accepting the premise that Kalim, that certain Kalim have Chashi.
No one denies that. But that's not the...
It's just not the deciding factor.
It's not a feature of the Kalim of the Torah that's halachically necessary.
So he may still use the concepts of chashivas in other situations, market value, utility, things like that.
A car is chashuv and it's a kli, but you know.
So it's just that.
But not every kli is chashuv.
That in this
and
case,
we don't need chashivas.
Right. In when this it comes case, we to don't kalim. Need chashivas because we have the limud kol shehu.
Because because kalim is any kli is a kli. Now, obviously, Rabbi Seinu, who said ma kelim dover chashuv, they believe that kelim are a dover chashuv. So, in order to say that kelim are a dover chashuv, then they are not focusing on its very black and white market value. That's how I understand it. It would be focusing on the fact that it has great utility.
And so they're able then to see. The machat case.
So even though this machat, even though it's worth next to nothing, it still has some chashivas.
Because it has utility.
So too, as long as the kesef has some chashivas, it's good enough. Meaning, and therefore, emal would satisfy that. Understand?
Just a question, although maybe I should ask it later, about how that Girsa gene works with another one of Rashi's questions.
Which Girsa change?
The Rashal saying to call.
Yeah, what's the problem?
Didn't we see that the last question, we need it to say Dafka ma kesef davar
chashuv,
af kelim davar
chashuv. Right, so it's changed to ma afkol davar chashuv.
No, but the way that we were discussing in our chavruta, we thought that perhaps a reason why he would want it that way around is because we need both kelim and kesef to teach us something. So we can't have it that.
Yeah, well, kelim teach us that it has to be shnayim.
So it doesn't have to be parallel both times. Okay, then. Yeah.
You understand? Now, the other objection that Rashi had was that it would seem that we're double dipping on kelim, meaning that we need kelim, ma kelim shnayim, av kesef shnayim, and then you're also going to say ma kelim davar chashuv av.
Isn't that part of the reason, maybe, then, why he switches the order?
What do you mean?
That's one of the issues he has with the Rabotini, but in his Girsa, he flips the second, no?
I'm not following what you're saying.
He says, Ma Kalim Shayim, Av Kasaf Shayim, but then he flips the next segment and says, Ma Kasaf Dabar Chashav, Av Kalim Dabar.
Rashi did not Rabotini.
Exactly, so I'm saying that's an issue Rashi has with the Girsa of the Rabotini, but he solves it with...
Yeah, when you flip it around. So you're learning something out from the word Kalim, and you're learning something out from the word Kasaf. Now, this whole hekesh of between Kasaf and Kalim, and this very... appears again in our Gemara on the Lamed Tes on the Beis. So it's coming up soon that we'll get to it. So we're going to really delve into it. You see this long Tosfos on the side here in Kiddushin. You have such a long Tosfos in our Gemara Shavuos too. So that's a big topic. So we're going to just...
Are they similar? I mean, because the discussion is similar. Yeah.
Okay, so... okay, so let's move on. What did you do next? What was next?
We didn't do the first question.
Oh, I don't need that sentence.
I just did it.
Oh, fine.
Okay. So.
Oh, I was going to. Could we just read through? Because I we were quite. Rachel and Hannah had a reading, and I couldn't really.
All right. So
see
why don't you read it then, Rafaeli?
Okay.
Didi kasha beituva.
I have a lot of questions. Chada, number one. Deim kein to call kasef hamor b'torah dinar hu hechi at yahach hekesha. Question.
Can't stop there.
No. Okay, so that was part of my problem.
Okay, first let's just put the words together. Which words go where? Where's the comma go?
Okay, the imkain, that if it is true, what the rabbinu said, rabotinu say, then, the kol kasef hamor the Torah dinar hu, that any time it says kasef in the Torah, it's a dinar.
It's at least a dinar. It can't be lower than a dinar. Right.
Then, hichi atya haf. I really thought that was all a phrase.
No.
Okay.
Hechi asya hachekesha umafgale, comma.
Okay. Then, what from where do they get this hekesha and what comes out from it?
No, you're not getting it. Okay, let's translate all the way. Hechi is how, right?
Yes.
Asya comes hach this hekesha.
Yes.
How could this hekesh come umafkale? What's maf?
Come out from it or derive from it.
See, that's the word you're not getting. The way you translate could be a correct translation
in
different contexts, but not here.
Come and exclude?
Yeah. Exclude? What do you mean exclude?
Excuse how this can case this from being a dinar.
That's right.
How can
because what is the hekesh doing?
Saying that we can use a ma'an.
What does that mean? But what about
not
the whole
like
not a dinar? So the hekesh is excluding the kesef here by shtek, the kesef by moda b'niksas. It's excluding it from a dinar. It's taking it out of that frame. Normally, what is kesef in the Torah, according to Rav Asi, should be a dinar. Here we have a hekesh that's telling you, don't follow that rule. The hekesh is being motzi it from the rule of dinar, which it should have been, had we not had the hekesh. So Rashi is asking, how could the hekesh come then, according to Rav Oseinu, and be motzi it, Ha ki asa hekesha la ashma'inan ma kelim shnaim af kesef shnaim hu hudasa. What does that mean? After all, the hekesh is coming to teach us what?
Ma kelim shnaim af kesef shnaim.
So that should be enough that we should be learning out from kelim just the fact that what? Ma kelim shnaim af kesef shnaim. But to also use the word kalim to do what?
Exclude it from the rule of dinar.
You feel there's no basis for that. Because the word kalim is coming to teach us what? That's the... You understand what I'm saying?
To teach us too.
So then you also want to use the word kalim to be mafkia it, to be motzi it from the din of dinar?
To be motzi what?
To be motzi, the word kesef in the Torah, instead of being a dinar, which is what it should have been, you're taking it out of that and making it a lower coin, making it a ma'a.
So it's very similar to the third question.
What was the third question?
That they're learning two things from Kelim. Ba'od bahadyan minan hatam.
Where's Hassam?
I have Hatam in my...
I know, but where is Hassan?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant you had a definition.
That was a really funny.
Oh, that is funny.
In Shavuot, no?
Shavuot,
yeah, because we're here, we're in keeping Shavuot.
It also says, he says that the girsa there is Ma Kesef Dover Chashav, Af Kol Dover Chashav, it should be. If you look up in Shavuot, you'll find it. Daf Lamed Tes on the base. It says, he just says the whole girsa.
So question number three is really the girsa's wrong.
The whole girsa's okay, wrong, fine. Exactly.
So question number
and he's telling, one. And he's telling you what the girsa should be. The girsa should be Ma Kesef Dover Chashav, Ma Af Call Dover Chashuv. Now, if you, right, I have one other comment to make. Rashi earlier, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
How earlier?
All you got to do is go to the top of the Rashi.
That's what I was asking. Okay, yeah.
Said something different.
Instead of Af Call Dover Chashuv?
Yep. No, but you should have asked me. I'll give you a chance to ask me.
Didn't I just ask you before?
What?
No, I
maybe you did. I don't remember. You did?
No, I'm not sure
what I asked. Okay.
I mean, wouldn't this have to do with the fact that he says la'afuke, that we're excluding that case?
So give me a whole sentence, because you might be right, but no one would be able to know from what you said.
That is true, least of all me. Okay, so here at the end of his peirush, he's saying that the same way we require that kasef
is chashav.
We require that any item be chashav.
Any item other than what?
The needle.
Other than a kli.
Oh, sorry.
Because at the beginning, he specifically says...
Therefore, it's saying that what? Because what are we assuming the din is for a kli, even if it's a needle?
That you're chayav.
Right. What did he say at the beginning?
I thought he said the same exact thing.
No,
but
he
says, doesn't.
First of all, look at the girsa. What is his girsa that he had?
Not kasef davar chashav, af kalim davar chashav.
Af kalim davar chashav, not af kol davar chashav.
But you said that was just fixed by the girsa change.
You mean, what?
The fact that if we're saying...
It's just kol up there too.
What?
It's just, it should read kol up there too.
Can we
I know,
see?
But you see from Rashi's comment that it's not.
But it's just excluding.
So then why are we only correcting it in... at the end to af kol davar chashav.
Okay. He's,
shouldn't we keep it consistent?
We should.
And not
I mean,
make the correction
so
in
this is a
then?
This to me is, I mean, the Maharshal.
I mean, the question is more on the Maharshal. Why does he only make the edit
okay.
at the end?
So that's what you have to.
Beginning?
Okay.
No?
So let's first go back in the. You all see that in the beginning of the Rashi. Rashi said. Hachi Garcin, right? Uma kesef davar chashav af kelim davar chashav sheyehu shavim shtei kesef. What is Rashi telling you about the kelim? The kelim have to be worth shtei kesef. V'la afuke miman da omar hasam tano shnei machtin chayev behodo asachas mehem. L'kach yotzu kelim l'mashahem. Klomer sheyis chayev bekelim b'chol shehu. He's saying that this Gemara here is excluding this opinion. Which opinion?
That they have to be equivalent to Shteikas.
No.
What?
It's our Gemara here.
Oh,
is
sorry.
Excluding.
Oh, you
said,
that one.
Said it backwards. Okay. Is excluding what? So say it.
Needles.
That means that Kilo this Gemara disagrees with the Gemara in Shavuos
yes.
that had said that your Chayav Shu of Moda B'Metzas if you're Moda to one needle when
yes.
the guy was asking you for two. But this Gemara here is cholek with that. Now, so Rashi here, so according to Rashi, what is this Gemara saying? If we have a litigation over Kalim,
this Gemara means
when would you be chayiv a shvu of moda b'mitzas?
Only if it's worth more than shtei
only
kesef.
If it's shtei. Now, either the original claim has to be shtei kesef, or according to Rav, the kfira would have to be shtei kesef. The din of shtei kesef applies to kalim just like it applies to kesef. You understand what
yes.
I'm saying? And therefore, this gemara is cholek with the Gemara in Shavuos that had said that, was it Shmuel there that had claimed that even an overmachtin, which are worthless, basically worthless kelim, you'd still be chai v'shuah of modu b'netzas. So the question is, why is Rashi at the beginning claiming to be against that Gemara in Shavuos? And when you get to the end of Rashi, is he against that Gemara, or he's supportive of that Gemara in Shavuos? He's supportive. Well, I want someone to answer it. So, you understand what I just said?
I'm lost on Rashi's last two kashas.
If you look at Rashi,
first one's also kind of
back up a little bit and towards the last six, eight lines of Rashi Va'od.
Okay.
Ma kelim dover chashuv. He's saying, according to the Girsa of Rabbi Seinu, says ma kelim dover chashuv. Right. That was so. Rashi has v'chi machat dover chashuv. Is machat a dover chashuv? V'ha aminan hasam. And behold, we say there. Where's there?
In
Shavuos. I'm sorry, I just lost the place a second.
Lekach
yatsu kelim lamashahu. That kelim can even be a mashahu. Who had said that the kelim could be a mashahu? That was Shmuel. So right here, is Rashi subscribing to Shmuel's din?
Yes.
So you can just stop right. And then he says, va'od. Oh, before I go on to the Alma lo chashivei machte. So how can Rabbi Seinu claim that kelim are chashiv? You don't need chashiv, because even machten are chayiv. So by definition, you don't need chashiv, because Rashi is working with the assumption that if it has no market value, it's not chashiv. But earlier, so, and then Rashi adds va'od behed yamrin and hasam. Also in Shavuos, it says the opposite. Ma kesef davar chashuv af. He's not going to say kelim. Af kol davar chashuv, because he's working now with the assumption that you are chayv shvuah of modu b'netzas for kelim, even if they're machten. So he couldn't say af kelim, because even a machat, which is a kli, you're chayv shvuah of modu b'netzas. So the problem is the end of the Rashi is supporting Shmuel. And the beginning of the Rashi, the way he started off, was saying that the Gemara in Kedushin is against Shmuel. So what is going on?
He's working with a different Girsa here.
I don't know
he's
what
saying,
you mean by
saying,
that.
If you want to say Mak Helim Davar Chashuv, then you would have to fight with the Gemara over there. But if you want to say my way, then it's fine.
Say it again.
This question is assuming he's working through the logic of the Rabotinu and saying that there comes a problem with the Gemara in Shavuot.
Okay, let's elaborate on what Hannah's saying. She's right. Let me ask you this: according to Rabbi Seinu, I'm asking Akasha just on something about the Rabbi Seinu. According to Rabbi Seinu, do they believe that if I'm claiming from you two machten and you're moted to one, do Rabbi Seinu think that the Gemara in Kedushin agrees with Shmuel's halacha that you're chayiv shvuah of moda b'mitzas over sewing needles? So you have to know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so the Rabbi Seinu believe that the Gemara in Kedushin is not cholek with Shmuel and Shavuos about the Machten case. According to Rabbi Seinu, right? Now, you have it? So now, so it comes out as follows. Rashi, now, knowing that the Rabbi Seinu believed that, wants to disprove and show Rabbi Seinu that they're wrong, despite the fact that they think that what? That our Gemara and Kedushin is following the view of Shmuel. How do you do that?
Can you repeat that?
Rashi wants to say to Rabbi Seinu that you're wrong. Even if we accept your premise. What premise? That you're chayv shvuah of modu b'mitzas over machten. Right? Unlike me, Rashi said that I think that the Gemara and Kedushin is cholik with Shmuel. I know you think that it's not, but I'm going to show you that even according to your premise, it doesn't make sense. How so? Because first of all, if you believe that your chayvishu of modi benitzas, how can you say then makelim dover choshev? A machat is not a dover choshev. They're worthless items because they're on the market, they're not even worth a pruta. So according to you, you're telling me makelim dover choshev af, right? Now, so therefore Rashi says that according to your thinking, how could you call a machat a davar chashuv? And then, that's one big problem. Another big problem is that the girsa is the opposite. Assuming that you're right about a machat, the girsa is not makelim davar chashuv af kesef davar chashuv. The girsa is the opposite. But the opposite way would be, if you want to hold that machat is chayev eshuva of modeh b'mitzvah, then you would have to say ma kesef dover choshuv af kol dover choshuv. So, now the thing is, Rashi at the beginning though had learned the Gemara in Kedushin simply against the Gemara in against Shmuel from Shavuos. So then, according to the way Rashi had thought, that this Gemara in Kedushin is against the Machat Halacha of Shmuel. It's just that Rabbi Seinu, we're learning that the Gemara in Kedushin is following the view of Shmuel. Because that was the whole point, right? Ma'kelim davar chashuv. What does that mean? That a kli, you could be chayav shvuah of modeh b'mitzvahs even over a worthless kli because it has some chashivas. Remember how we were learning it?
So that would be the Rabbi Tina's response to Rashi, is that we're not considering chashivah based on market value.
Yeah, now of course Rashi...
Sorry.
What? Yeah. Now Rashi doesn't even consider it. He thinks that it's silly to call a machad a davar chashuv because on the market value it's worthless. So he doesn't even, you know, raise that, doesn't even, in defense of Rabbi Seinu, he doesn't even, you know, consider that. Yeah.
Can you say maybe a way to frame Rashi's kasha is that in order that they use the hekesh makelim davar chashuv of kesef davar chashuv to mean that you can include a ma'a, right? That is defining the word chashuv in monetary terms, because you're saying that we want to include a ma'a.
Well, because we're defining
the kesef means monetary, because
you're talking about kesef. Yeah, I know, but yeah. We're saying what kind of kesef, as long as the kesef is chashuv.
Yeah, but the framework that it's working in is monetary framework, right?
What do you mean the framework that we're working in? I'm not following.
Maybe if I could say the other half, it might be more clear.
Okay.
But then when they want to say, oh, also a needle is a davar chashuv, they're using chashuv to mean functional value. So actually saying you can't have it both ways. You can't say chashuv means monetary value and also monetary.
Well, I don't know why you can't. Why can't it be both?
Well maybe he just makes standards.
Like, it's a logical fallacy.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think anybody would value has, everybody would recognize market value as chashuv if it has a high market value.